Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. We have been looking at the benediction and the opening verses of the second epistle of John, which in many ways is a rather common benediction. The benedictions in the New Testament, particularly those that you find in the opening verses of most of the epistles, are not all identical, but there are some very common elements that are found in the majority of them. And so in some ways, this benediction in 2 John sounds very familiar, and yet, if you recall from a previous broadcast, there is one element in it that is totally unique, and that makes it a very special benediction, a very special blessing indeed. Now, here is what it says. 2 John verse 3, "Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." The grace, mercy, and peace part is pretty common. I told you on the broadcast yesterday what other benedictions and other epistles have those three words, grace, mercy, and peace, and which of them have only two of the three, and so forth. But it's a pretty common wording, and it sounds very familiar to us. But there is one statement that is unfamiliar to us because it has not been said ever in any other epistle. This is the only place. And that's where we're going back to pick it up and move on from there on this Friday, April 19. We're glad you were able to be with us, and we're grateful for those who help us financially with the costs of airing this broadcast. The certainty of divine blessing, and that's where the language of this unique wording is so important. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. In every other similar benediction, we find the words, grace, mercy, and peace be with you. But here, it's worded a little bit differently, will be with you, which makes it more than a desire, more than a prayer. It is a declaration. There is confidence, there is certainty, there is assurance. Now, how can John be so sure? When Paul pronounces a benediction similar to this one at the opening of many of his epistles, it is a prayer, a desire. I am praying for this blessing to be upon you. This is my heart's desire for you and my prayer for you. But John goes one step further, and he says, grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. How does he know? Well, we could say, of course, he is an apostle, and he is an inspired writer of Scripture, and the Holy Spirit could have revealed something to him that was not revealed to Paul, something that is not revealed to most others, but was revealed to John. I, God Almighty, have determined to bring a special blessing upon the people that you are writing to. And so John takes up his pen and says, grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. However, it is not necessary that we postulate a special revelation from God to John regarding the certainty of this benediction, because This benediction is certain to all those who are truly born-again children of God. What John says to his readers, the Holy Spirit of God has picked up and included in the Scripture. It's in the Bible by the design of God, and therefore applies to all of God's children. We can take this certainty and apply it to ourselves. John is stating this for us, and how can he know? He's been dead 2,000 years, and here we are reading this, and we can legitimately apply it to ourselves because we have already received grace, or we wouldn't be a child of God. We have already received mercy, or we wouldn't be a child of God. We have already experienced peace, or again, we would not be a born-again child of God. All of that is included in what it means to be a child of the living God. And so having already received grace, mercy, and peace, we can also be certain that it will continue. The same God who gave it to us to bring us into the family of God will continue to bestow these blessings upon us as we sojourn through this earthly pilgrimage and until he brings us safely home to heaven. And so there is a certainty in this divine blessing. What a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful thought. What a wonderful meditation for our consideration today. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. Does that remind you of anything else? It reminds me of the words of the 23rd Psalm. What does the psalmist say along the way? He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Again, why does he think that's true? What gives him that kind of assurance? Is this a special revelation that God has given to David? It could be. David was a prophet. God revealed special things to him. But again, I think it's as simple as this. Because I have been a recipient of God's goodness and mercy, and there are many promises in God's word that he will sustain his children, then I can be certain, having already received goodness and mercy, I can be certain that goodness and mercy will continue to follow me all the days of my life. And that's the reasoning I'm bringing to this benediction in 2 John. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you because it has already been with you. And he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Will be with you, the people of God. It's not will be with everyone in all the world. It is not will be with those who reject truth, but will be with those who embrace it. Remember how this epistle opens, the elder, to the elect lady and her children whom I love in truth. And not only I, but also those who have known the truth. Because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Truth. John is writing to people who have embraced truth. And because they have embraced truth and he has embraced truth, there's a special bond between them. And to those he pronounces this benediction, grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. If I'm talking to someone who cannot claim this blessing for your own because you are not in Christ, but you wish you had divine blessings like this, you wish you could say that I know grace, mercy, and peace shall be with me, then I say to you, go to Christ. Acknowledge your need. Confess your sinfulness. Recognize your desperate need of Christ. Recognize that you are a sinner, doomed, lost, condemned, headed for an eternal hell apart from the saving grace of God. But go to Christ, because no one who ever came to him with believing repentance has ever been turned away. And if you will go to Christ, then you too will be able to claim this blessing. But what makes this blessing so secure? Well, it is because of the source of the blessing. The source, as we read here, is from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. That's where it comes from. God the Father and from His Son. God the Father from, and this is a preposition, this from is a preposition in the Greek that literally means something like from the side of. God the Father is bestowing grace, mercy, and peace from, well, it comes from Him. It comes from the side of Him. It comes out from Him. He doesn't have a body, of course, so I don't know exactly how you would characterize something coming from the side of God, except it's just coming from His presence, and it's coming from Jesus Christ, from the Lord Jesus Christ, with the fullness of His names and titles. And so it is coming from God the Father. It is coming from God the Son. It is coming from the Holy Spirit. You say, well, He's not mentioned here. Yes, but He's the Spirit of truth, and truth has been emphasized here. And so from the triune God, what we have distinctly mentioned are the two members of the Godhead, two givers, and one blessing. Grace, mercy, and peace come from God the Father and from the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. The same blessing comes from two sources, but those two sources are really one source, aren't they? Because we're talking about the one true and living God in the three persons of His Godhead. So it comes from God the Father, it comes from God the Son, it comes from God the Spirit, it comes from the triune God. In that triune God, there is a distinction of persons, and we see that clearly before us in the wording of this text. But there is unity of being, there's unity of essence, there's unity of nature, there's unity of purpose. If you need a text to tell you that Jesus Christ is God, there are many of them. Really, there are dozens of them in the New Testament, but here's yet another one. It's as clear as it can be. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. Where is it coming from? From God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. It comes from God. And who is God? God is the Father. Who is God? God is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. And so Jesus Christ is God as much as the Father is God. And this benediction, this blessing, flows from God Himself. So this is an immense blessing. It is a blessing beyond anything that could find its source upon the earth. It doesn't matter what you would consider to be the greatest blessing that you could receive from an earthly source. This is better because it comes from a divine source. It comes from God the Father. It comes from Jesus Christ, who is God. Jesus Christ, who is the originator of our faith and the focus of our devotion, and from Him flows such wonderful blessings. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you. Take that to heart, dear friend, and let that encourage and strengthen you. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.